This is the start of the school year. Dress code violations are on the rise, and the culprit these days very often, the bare midriff. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with fashion expert Jessica Siegel about the midriff and who should bear it and who really shouldn't.
Word for fall fashions is that low riders, you know those pants with the waistlines well below the navel? Well, they may have hit bottom, so to speak, but fashion watchers said the same thing last year. And here to give us the skinny is our very own Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel. Hi, Jessica.
Hola, Madeline. Countess reporting.
Very good, very good. Why is there so much attention now on the height of waistlines?
I think we really need to pay homage to the fact that young women today have managed to find a new part of the body to expose that still raises eyebrows. Men have definitely taken notice. There are no complaints, like from Andy, this young English professor I met in New York's Washington Square Park.
I'm a fan, but what I'm a fan of now is that bone. It's everywhere lately, and it's maddening and thrilling.
Thrilling indeed. That is called the hip bone, otherwise known as the anterior superior iliac spine.
Well, Jessica, what effect is this having on women showing so much flesh around this anterior superior iliac spine?
Women are actually changing the way they move in public. It's like when women's skirts went above the calf, well-bred young women started crossing their legs at the ankle so you couldn't see up their skirt. And today they're moving differently so you don't see down their skirt or pants from the waistline. So how do you bend over in that skirt?
I don't bend over in anything anymore because of the reaction that I'll get from guys.
Nice try, Megan Federico, but those low riders are hard to keep up in the back, and we have to say that. It's creating a bit of a game of peekaboo in public, like the one I stumbled into with this college student who was sitting bent over in the park. She didn't realize that she was displaying what has been called plumber crack chic.
I'm not trying to, you know, expose my business. I think it's pretty tacky.
As we know, tacky is totally relative, and folks around the world are actually debating this. Like the mother I met, Angela Randall, who was visiting from England with her two teen daughters, Helen and Beth. And both of these gals were showing a wide swath of belly.
It's the trousers being low that maybe is more provocative.
How so?
Well, it's closer to the... where it's lower.
Here we are with the daughter. So what do you think when your mom's pulling on your shirt like that?
I just don't think she wants us to look sort of tarty. And maybe she thinks, like, your fat hanging out doesn't look very nice.
Yes, that gets us right into another debate. Should girls with a bit of tummy show it in public?
And what do you think, Jessica?
Well, when I started out this midriff investigation, I really thought gals with tummy should not show it at all. I thought it was absolutely unseemly. But then I talked to young women like Georgia Lilly, a Hunter College student.
We couldn't say it's a flat tummy, but it is a rounded tummy.
It has a good little shape to it, I think. The love handles, but I love them.
I think we may not realize it, but that girls like this showing those love handles may be changing our perception of women's bodies. You could see it as a kind of street rebellion against the tyranny of thin.
So I have to ask you something. Are you showing a little belly?
Madeline, I am not showing any belly.
Thanks so much, Jessica Siegel, our Countess of Culture.
Thank you, Madeline. A pleasure.
That interview by Madeline Brand of Day to Day from NPR News.